This is Adam O'Leary with the Lead Generation Mastery Podcast. Each week, I interview successful entrepreneurs and have them share their exact traffic and lead generation strategies they are using to scale their businesses. The best part? You can implement these processes in your own business and start seeing results right away. If it's helpful for you, I broke the show into an easy-to-follow step-by-step guide that can be found in our Facebook group at adamoleary.com/group. Once again, that's adamoleary.com/group. All right, let's dive into this week's show. Hey, everybody, this is Adam O'Leary with the Lead Generation Mastery Podcast. I am so excited to have you here, and I am even more excited to have our fabulous guest, Jenna Larson from GroupTrack CRM. Hey, Jenna, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Very good. So, Jenna, me and you were talking earlier before, and we actually had a call before this, and you started sharing your tips and the process that you're using for your own Facebook group, and I thought it was one of the coolest things I've ever seen. But before we go into that, can you just quickly describe what is GroupTrack?
Yeah, absolutely. So GroupTrack is a software that basically integrates on top of your social media platform and specifically Facebook at the time, but we plan on kind of incorporating this into other platforms in the future. But the whole idea is that you find leads on Facebook and you have no way to track kind of where they are in your process or where they need to be in order to convert them into clients. And so our tool sits right on top of where your clients live, work, spend their time so that you can simply convert them without losing your mind.
That's an easy way to put it.
Yeah.
It's such a simple yet such a necessary thing to have, because for me, I know I would always go ahead and try to monetize Facebook a lot, but it's just in Facebook, everything just gets so lost that GroupTrack has been a lifesaver for us. But I guess one question that I have for you is, how are you getting people into your Facebook group and how are you kind of encouraging your users to do the same?
Yeah, so there's a number of different ways that we would encourage folks to bring in their Facebook group, because we know once you get people inside of your community, the beautiful thing is that you really own the experience that you're providing for these people, right? And so once you can get them in their group, there's really nice, easy, simple things that you can do to convert them from a group member into a new client. The challenge then becomes, how the heck do we get people into the Facebook group? So there's a couple of things that we would recommend. And one of the things that I do want to kind of point out, and we'll talk about it a little bit later, is just all of the things that we teach our clients, as well as the things that we do, really follow these rules of engagement that we kind of believe that everybody should be doing, which is really doing your own work, grabbing your own leads, really connecting with them in a genuine way with the intent to serve. And when you do that, no matter where you find these people, the experience is just going to be better for you and the person receiving your prospecting. So there's a couple places that we would suggest that you go look for leads when you're using Facebook. One of the first is actually your friends list. And it's super interesting because a lot of times people are like, your friends list, that's not your ideal client, right? Well, what we would tell you is turn your friends list into a leads list, right? So when you're out engaging with people on Facebook, what we want to be doing is saying, okay, let's go find people that we think would be an ideal client. And so when you start engaging with those people, we encourage you to friend request them if you're okay with that, right? And then what ends up happening as you continue to do this, your list becomes a leads list, right? It's not just friends and family on there anymore. Now you have an entire list of people that potentially might be a good fit for what your offer is. Once you've got the list, you can systematically work people through your process and either understand, okay, are they a good fit or are they not a good fit? But that is one of the easiest places to start, as everybody's got a friends list. And a lot of times, even if the people on your list are not necessarily the right fit for you, their friends, their family, their connections might be a good place for you to start working as well. So friends list is like an amazing source of leads that can be a good place. And of course, as you invite them into your list, you start connecting with them, nurturing them, and encouraging them to join your group, which I'll kind of talk about that strategy in a bit. The second place that a lot of people don't really utilize as much as they think we could is your business page. Now, typically when I bring up a business page, people are like, ugh, crickets, right? I don't do ads. I don't want to be doing my business page. No one pays attention, all the things, right? What I like for you guys to imagine is that if you're driving on a highway, right? Or not a highway, like a street, and you see a business sign, typically you don't get out of your car and go like engage with the business. You just keep driving by, right? That is exactly what a Facebook business page is. It's the sign to your building, right? If you had a brick and mortar building. What we want to do is stick the little guy on the corner with the spinny sign and be like, look, I'm here, right? I've got a business. Come inside. And so what a lot of people don't realize is there is a way on your business page to look and see every single person who has liked your business page. And so you could have 200, 2,000, 200,000 people who have physically picked up their finger, clicked a button that says, I will follow your business page. So when we talk about, is this person, is this lead an ideal client for you? Well, I'm going to say in terms of like readiness or being a good fit, if they actually looked at your business page and took the time to accept it and follow it, they're a little bit more likely to be your ideal client than not, right? So what do we do with them? Well, every single person who likes my business page is going to get an outreach for us. Thank you so much for liking our business page, Group Track CRM. We help people do this. Love to learn more about what you do and so forth, right? So same thing as the friends list. We're going to fill it with tons of people that we think would be our ideal client. And then we start engaging with them. So those are two really simple places that you own yourself, right? That you can use to really get some leads, nurture them through pipeline and encourage them to join your group. The last place that I wanted to kind of recommend that we look for leads is in other people's groups. Now, one of the things that I mentioned to you in our conversations is that very strongly, firmly believe that all things should be done for good and, you know, not in a way that wouldn't be ethical. And so we do take a pretty firm stand in our recommendation that you don't go in other groups owned by other people who have spent their time, their money, and all of their effort in building the community. You know, we do see that there's a lot of people who will kind of just go in, grab the leads and start doing things with them. What our recommendation would be instead is to partner with those owners. So we at Group Track would say that if someone is an ideal client, we call them your yellow car, right? Now, you don't see yellow cars driving around the neighborhood very often, right? But if you know to look for yellow cars, all of a sudden you start to see them everywhere. Especially if you imagine there's like a little dollar sign above each yellow car, because if that yellow car converts into a client, you're making money, right? And so instead of sitting on the highway, hoping and praying for a yellow car to drive by, we'd actually like to go where the yellow cars park. Like, is there a convention? Is there a parking structure? Is there a parking lot full of yellow cars? And what's so beautiful about Facebook in particular is these communities, these groups, typically are yellow car parking lots, meaning the people who are in that group have a similar thing in common, a similar pain point or a similar goal usually, right? And so if we're able to say, okay, what is my yellow car? Who is my ideal client? Well, typically they have a problem that you can solve or a goal you can help them accomplish. And so then if we say, okay, where do those yellow car parking lots or cars hang out? Then we can go find Facebook groups where we know the majority of the people in that community have the problem or have the goal. And so again, what we would recommend is not going into that Facebook group, grabbing all the leads and start, you know, making them your own, because again, someone has worked very hard to create that group and to nurture it. And, you know, maybe they even paid for, you know, ads to build that group. So we don't want to do that. But what we would recommend is partnering with people like that, right? We like to call them power partners, who are people that are in your industry or maybe outside the industry that also have the same yellow cars that you do. And so if you can connect with those people and see like, hey, would it be possible for me to come in your community and do a free training? Or would you like to come in front of mine? Or, you know, whatever that may look like. The more you can do that, borrowing other people's audiences ethically, right, gets you in front of more people that potentially may come seek you out, right? Me doing this podcast is a perfect example of that, right? You are someone who also serves the same type of community that I do, right? So we'd love to have you in front of ours and so forth, right? So there's a lot of really great ways that you can do it in a way that feels good for everybody involved and really having kind of either an unofficial or official partnership where you're just like, hey, we're going to kind of, collaborate and get in front of each other's leads. That's ideal. So what we would suggest is that you find those Facebook groups full of your yellow cars, connect with the people who are running those groups and see if you can make it official. The other thing is there are Facebook groups that allow you to come in and promote your information, right? Many times there's a cost associated with it, but it could be, fairly low. I know at one point, one of the things I did for my coaching business was I paid $97 a month to have access to a Facebook group that had 350,000 members in it. And every single week I was given the ability to go live, to promote, and to do other things. So, for me, it's like, okay, that is an opportunity I was able to take and pay for. And so, of course, in those instances, it's appropriate to do stuff like that. So, our recommendation, just to kind of wrap it up, would be, number one, let's start looking for yellow cars out in Facebook in the wild, right? And if you see someone that you think might be a good fit, let's add them as a friend. Let's get them on that friends list. If people are friend requesting you, I accept all of them. Immediately upon accepting, I send a message. Thanks for connecting. What's the point of social media if we're not being social? And then I ask them what they do and how we might be able to support each other, right? So I start building that tool. Now I've got my own yellow car parking lot, which is my friends list. The second place that I mentioned was going to your business page, right? Getting people to like your business page and then start engaging with all of the folks who also are doing that, right? Again, thanks for liking my business page. How can we support one another? So again, two super simple yellow car parking lots, your friends list and your business page that you own yourself and you get to kind of make the rules and do the things that you want to do. The third place that I mentioned again was connecting with partners in the industry and going into other people's groups that are full of people that would be a good fit for you as well, giving them value, serving them, and in exchange, kind of bringing them into your ecosystem as well.
Awesome. And actually with the friend list idea, that was the first place that I started when I first started with Facebook. So it was crazy. So for me, I don't use a lot of social media personally, because I work online. I hate looking at phones or anything. I have the cheapest phone on the market right now. I do not look at computers when I'm done with work. And with my friend list, what I ended up doing, I mean, I'm crazy, but what I did is I unfriended every single person inside of my friends that I either didn't talk to over a long time that I knew couldn't provide more value in the future. And I really narrowed it down just to either the people that I liked as genuine human beings that I had conversations with. And then I put it with partners and things like that, that I knew that we could help grow each other's business in those. So that was the first thing. I think I went from like 2,000 friends down to about 200 or 250. Yeah. And it was one of the best things I ever did because it created this almost like a mini CRM for me at the time before I was using any tools or anything like that. But for me, it was very, very helpful. And I guess a question for you, because this is actually new to me. I didn't know this was possible. So we run a lot of Facebook ads and YouTube ads and all that type of goodies. So when somebody goes ahead and likes your Facebook page, is there a way to actually go ahead and see like, okay, this person liked your page in the last 24 hours or whatever, and then be able to message them? How does that work?
Yes. So if you go on your business page, on the left-hand side, you can scroll down and there's a button that says settings. Once you click that, another little panel will show up on the left-hand side and it will say people and other places. Okay. And from there, you're going to see an entire list of every single person who's ever liked your business page and the date they liked it. Oh. So you can sort by that. You can add those people to your tracking mechanism, right? And so that's one of our big strategies is, we kind of feel like if you've physically taken your finger and clicked like, right, you're probably a little bit more yellow than someone who didn't do it, right?
Yeah.
And so we want to thank you and start engaging with every single one of those people. So the message that we send out is thank you for liking our business page. This is what we do. Love to learn more about what you do so we can see if we can support one another. One thing I just want to say, and I know we'll probably talk about messaging in the future as well, but when I am engaging with someone, whether it's off my friends list or a business page or whatever, I think one of the biggest mistakes that we see is people go straight into a sale or they make it about themselves and they don't take much time to connect with the person. My message is always, I'd love to learn about what you do to see if we might be able to support each other. I know when I'm thinking like value of a lead, that if I can get in front of their audience, I'm going to make a lot more money than if I sell my thing to that one person, right? And so I truly genuinely mean it when I say, what do you do? how can we support one another? And I start there, right? Because then it's really what's in it for them as well. And then we can have a really amazing conversation. And if it's a good fit, yeah, get in front of my audience. I'll get in front of your audience. And then the potential is so much greater, right? So we really kind of combine that thought with, can I get in front of your yellow car parking lot? Because I know, right, if I can go do that to a large group of people, the amount of people that will join my group is a lot bigger than if I had just really focused on selling to that individual.
Absolutely. 100%. And even in the third point that you were talking about with group owners and being able to do partnerships there, I guess one question that I would have, especially for any listeners who maybe don't have a Facebook group yet, or it's not a big Facebook group. I know a lot of those group owners that you reach out to, one of the easiest ways to do a promotion is to do like what we refer to as a recip. So, hey, we get into your audience, you get into ours. But the problem is if somebody doesn't have that big of an audience yet, I guess what can somebody actually use to jump in? Because not everybody's like, sure, of course, go ahead and give free value. Like, what is the leverage that you can use to go in and jump in?
Like, meaning if you don't have a big group, what would you say is like,
yeah, why? So let's just say if somebody has a group of say 50 people or 100 people, so it's not big enough where that like a recip would make sense, but how can you provide value to that business owner or that group owner in order to say, no, there is another reason other than me just giving you value to get inside?
I hope I understand your question correctly because I'm not super familiar with recip, but sure. I think, you know, there's other things, right? And honestly, I will say this is the truth. I actually don't necessarily believe that the size matters. I know that I work with a couple of clients that have, actually we have one client that I think has like 350,000 or maybe even more in their group. And it's actually a lot harder. You know, when you have that many people, when we talk about like algorithm and how many of those people are actually participating in the group, sometimes going live in their community gets you a smaller reach than it does if you go into someone with a very small community, if they're engaged, right? So that would be the first thing I would say is like, size doesn't actually matter, right? It's quality of the leads that are in there. But I really think that anytime you can just show up and give value and prove that your value is going to serve the people in the community, most times people are pretty open to it. I think what happens is that we just don't ask because we feel like, oh, our group's not big enough. Who's going to say yes to me? But there are so many people that want truly for their community to get the benefit. And so they're willing to do it. And so I think maybe it might be something that we just kind of assume people would say no, like I have a small group, no one's going to say yes to me. But the other thing is, you know, it's a lead or a list building opportunity. You know, because when you invite people to come into your Facebook group, if they provide an email, you can capture that. And so I think that there's just a lot of different things. And I think the size shouldn't be the only thing, right? There's so many opportunities to give value.
So what would be like an example of an outreach that you would send to a group owner in order to
a group owner?
Yep.
Yeah. So typically I would just reach out and say like, hey, I see that you've got this amazing group. These are the types of people. It looks like we serve a similar community, right? And I think it's important too, when I'm looking for a group that I might want to connect with, I always look to see, okay, in terms of like a partnership, are they serving people that are at the same place as my clients? Are they serving people, like, are they the next step after my clients, or is it something that's concurrent, right? And so what we have to be careful about when we're kind of connecting with these leaders is that we need to be able to explain where we fit in their process, because people work really hard and they're very skeptical that you're going to come take their leads, right? And so we have to be able to articulate how us coming in and serving their clients, whether it be through, you know, posting or just doing a, you know, an interview or whatever, is not going to take away from what they want their clients to be able to do. And so it's really important for you as the person who's approaching them to be able to articulate, here's the value I can bring without detracting from what you're trying to accomplish, or, you know, getting your clients to go down a rabbit hole that really takes away from what you're trying to move them towards. So I think that as you mentioned, or as you reach out to them, it's really important to explain where you fit within their process, how you can contribute to the results that their clients are looking to get, and really how, if you know, if you can, in a way, speak to how it won't take away from what they're doing. I know that one of our best affiliates for GroupTrack is a super huge, she teaches network marketers, actually. She's like one of the best, right? And I cold reached out to her and I said, hey, I see this is what you're doing. And it really wasn't even about her group. It was about our company and her, right? And so I literally just recorded a Loom of me speaking to her, to her audience's needs, to their pain points, to their goals, and explained how our service can help get her clients better results. She opened the Loom, watched it, and then eventually when she had me in front of her entire community, which that one video she still keeps in her entire like process flow, and it just brings her money every single month and it gets us clients every month. In the video, when she was interviewing, she said, "I never open messages from random people that are trying to pitch me stuff. However, when Jenna messaged me, it was all about how my clients could get better results. And that's what I care about." And I, because I had specifically demonstrated that in the Loom, she was bought in immediately, right? So I really think it goes into uncovering their pain points and speaking to how you can solve it with your offer. And that's sales no matter what, right? It's always connecting the dots and not just pitching a blanket thing to every single person.
So you're actually researching the individual in depth, I would say, before you're actually doing it.
And I would recommend that for everybody. You know, you know, when we talk about the rules of engagement, number one is don't assume that you, you know, are just going to message someone and have them buy. I know that, you know, when we talk about, funny, actually, in our Facebook group the other day, I made a thread and I was like, give me the worst advice for messaging on Facebook, but pretend it's good, right? And I'm telling you, it was like my favorite post ever because the things that people were saying were so hysterical. But I'll just give you an example. One was, please message me about what you think about me and then offer me something that you think I need without ever speaking to me. And the one that came up a lot was actually weight loss, right? I'm sure every single person, and not to put down that industry, but we've all received a DM that said, hey, I'd love for you to grab my free weight loss thing, blah, 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 blah. Right. And it's like the person receiving it, they may actually have that pain point. Right. But because the way the message came to you, you're immediately like, ew, defense, wall up. You don't know me. How dare you assume that I need this thing? Right. And the sales lost before it was ever started. Right. And so with everything, no matter what industry you're in, we never want to lead with, you should get this thing. It's always uncover needs. If they have a need that you can actually solve, then let's really get them in front of some material and information that will help them immediately.
I think that's kind of interesting. So I'm a little bit curious. So that message that you actually sent with the Loom. So I know that you said, okay, going ahead and pitching. I feel like this is what a lot of people struggle with cold outreach. And one of the reasons that people despise cold outreach is because of this is that, okay, if I go ahead and I make a video of a Loom, maybe the person opens it, maybe they don't open it. But either way, it almost comes across as salesy. So what did you say in the initial message, even before they clicked on the Loom video, that would really get them to open and actually click on the Loom itself?
Yeah. Gosh, I don't know. It was a while ago. I have to remember. I mean, but typically what I would do is reach out and express, like, I clearly know what you've done. I've researched, you know what I mean? It's funny. I actually got one of these the other day. And I don't know if it's just me because I'm in this industry, but I got a Loom from someone and I'm pretty sure he started out with like, hey, Jenna, I see that you're a coach. You own this business. You own this business. I was doing some, you know, research on you and I found some really great things, but I also found some areas of opportunity, right? And so it was like, hey, I've made a quick Loom for you. If this is indeed an area of opportunity, if not, no worries, right? And so, you know, for me, it's probably a little bit easier because if I know that you have a business online and you're using Facebook, I know you have a problem of tracking leads, like almost pretty clear, right? If it's not incredibly obvious, it can be a little bit more difficult. But I will tell you, because he gave me just that little brief nugget of like, hey, I know you own this business, and these are some of the things that come. What he ended up doing was he was a copywriter and he went on my website and did a full analysis. He audited my website, gave me all the feedback, amazing stuff, and said, hey, take it if you want it. If not, no big deal, you know, whatever. And I swear to you, at the end of it, I was like, crap, I didn't think I had this problem, but I very much clearly do. And I was ready to have, you know, hand him $5,000 to rewrite my entire website. And so the thing is, if you do it well, it works. And I mean, he's still in my mind is like, okay, the day I'm ready to do this, he's going to get the job because he worked. He tried, right? So in some instances, you know, doing an audit, if it's something obvious, let's say you teach people how to optimize their Facebook profile. Well, you could so simply go on just like this guy did for me, give a quick audit, send a message. Hey, I'm not sure if this is something you're working on, but I'm doing a couple audits for people. I thought you might enjoy this information. It needs to come from a place of service, not sales. If you can sell or if you can serve, the sale will eventually happen. But if you lead with sales, it's going to end up badly.
No,
so
I love
to answer
this.
Your actual question, I would say like before you send the loom, if that's what you end up doing, you know, you definitely want to have like a little comment ahead of time, like, hey, this is something that I do for people. If this is something you might struggle with, I made a quick loom with some information based on your business. But I think what's also important too, is that it's not a blanket thing, right? Like I made her a very specific one with her business and spoke to her pain points. So I think that makes the difference.
No, I think it's awesome. Like even for us, one of the things that we've looked at before and we've done it to do partnership opportunities. So we do a lot of affiliates and things like that. And one of the things that we noticed is, so I have a video testimonial company. That's one of my companies that I own. And what we would simply do is inside of the Facebook group, sometimes people would be like, hey, has anybody actually gone through the program before? Does anybody know this? And for us, that was a very quick win to go and actually help an affiliate out, because we would see right there that people are saying, there's people straight up asking questions. Hey, I want to buy this, but I just want to make sure I'm not going to waste $2,000.
Right.
And for us, it was a very easy kind of lead in to say, look, and we'd screenshot and say, look, in your own Facebook group, there's like 12 mentions of people asking for this. Like if you just had a wall of video testimonials, it's a very easy win for you. Like, here's a quick way to do it. I already made a link for you. Feel free to send this out to your audience. And that was a very quick and easy way. So I really love your examples here because they're really, really helpful, I think, for especially people who have never done cold outreach before to do it. And I guess the next stage of this would be, so once somebody actually comes into the group, what is the experience that they have in the Facebook group? Because I know for me, I've joined probably hundreds of Facebook groups. And I think I'm only a part of six at this point that I actually enjoy. So that's one question, is how do you make sure that it's hard getting somebody in, but I think it's even 10 times harder to get somebody to stay or to be able to engage enough that keeps the Facebook algorithm alive where you still exist.
That's exactly right.
What does that look like?
Yeah, because when you join all those groups, what you'll start to notice is you'll see their posts for a little while. But if you're not consistently engaging back with the group member, you all of a sudden are never going to see their information and you're going to forget that you're even in their group. Now, that's what it feels like as the user. Well, now let's talk about you as the coach, as the business owner, the entrepreneur that just worked your hiney off to build this yellow car parking lot. And now all of a sudden you're like, why is it crickets, right? And so there's a couple reasons. Number one, it's very possible you're not giving your people an experience worthy of clicking, right? And so we teach a number of strategies inside of our coaching program that goes with Group Track. But what the high level of it is we want to give you a white glove experience, right? We want to treat your Facebook group as your retail store online. Right. So we talked about, right, someone's driving through the neighborhood, your business page, you got the little man with the spinny sign doing all the like acrobatics, right? Come into my store, right? Once they come into your store, we surely should be doing something with them, right? So just as simple as like the Facebook questions when they come in, right? Asking key information about them on what they want to get from the community. When we get that information, we should make sure that that's what we deliver on, right? So think about those Facebook questions as well as like sending them a welcome message as like the associate who sits at the front desk at your store, right? Every time someone walks in the door, someone would say, "Welcome to my store. What are you here for?" Right? A couple things with that too. I think we need to assume or need to make sure we're not assuming just because someone walks in your store does not mean they're ready to buy, right? If you walk into Nordstrom, it does not mean your credit card is in your hand and you are guaranteed to buy. You might just be there perusing or checking it out and seeing, do they actually have what I need, right? And so it's super important that that's how we treat our group members. Come on in. Are you looking for shoes? Are you looking for dresses? Are you looking for the bedding department? Like, what made you walk into my store, right? And so it's super important that we uncover what their needs are, either what pain they want to solve or what goal they'd like to accomplish. And then based on the information, we want to get them to the proper information or section of your Facebook group. So if we kind of take this retail store idea, right? You have different sections in your store, the shoe department, the bedding department, and so forth, right? We can create that exact same experience inside your Facebook group using guides, right? So for me, I might have a retention guide, a sales guide, a social media guide, right? Those are the core things that I teach. If you are a health and wellness coach, you may have a dieting guide. You may have a simple routines guide. You may have a guide that is about workouts, right? And when I use the word guides, they used to be called units. But just to kind of clarify, think about it as like little categories of information within your Facebook community. So if someone says, hey, I just came into your group because I'm looking for help, you know, losing weight, and they say my biggest struggle is being consistent, then you can say, awesome, you know what? We have a section in our Facebook community which gives you tips and tricks for being consistent with your workout and your eating by following these five little simple steps, right? Because the thing is, imagine if you walk into Nordstrom and you are like, okay, I need to buy shoes. And the person's like, hi, welcome, the bedding's over there. And you're like, well, I wasn't here for bedding, right? It's weird. Yet we're doing it in our Facebook groups all the time. We're assuming we know what they want and we're driving them to things they don't care about, or we're not even asking them at all, right? And we do nothing with them and then we forget they're in the store.
Adam here. Hope you're enjoying the show so far. While it's fresh in your mind, go to adamoleary.com/group. I've broken this entire show into a step-by-step process that you can download from inside of our Facebook group and implement yourself or hand off to a virtual assistant. Once again, that's adamoleary.com/group. All right, let's dive back in.
I'm just trying to figure it out. Yeah. So how do you organize that group? So if somebody comes in, so you have a very heavy on Facebook leads and that type of thing in your group. So I come in, I get a message, I would assume from, actually I did get a message right away. Yeah. I remember that. So I did get a message and then said, okay, what are you looking for? How can I help? So where are they sending for the most part? Is it going towards an individual, is it going towards like an individual post or is it going through a thread? How does that look?
There's a couple different ways. So you could either, so we can use the guides to kind of organize the different posts within it, right? So think of your guide as like the pillar of what you teach. And then underneath you might have a number of posts that are related to that category. So you can either say, you know what, let me get you in front of this guide. In this guide, you're going to find all of this information about this topic. So you could send them to the guide and then kind of help, let them help themselves a little bit. Or you could drive them to a specific post that is going to really, really answer their questions. So it kind of depends on how detailed you want to go and how detailed of an experience. But in my opinion, we know, especially for our high ticket clients, we want to get them in front of about 3 hours of content to convert them. And so the more we can get them in front of like absolute information that they care about immediately, the more likely they are to convert. Because when we get them on a call with us, I mean, half the time when our clients will get on a sales call, at least for our higher ticket staff, they're like, oh my gosh, I already know I want to work with you. Like, how do we do this? Right? Because they've ingested enough content relevant to their problem. And that's the key.
Yeah, absolutely. I can totally see that. So you immediately go ahead and point them to a guide. So in those guides or that post, is there a call to action inside of that? Or are you strictly going from the give, give, give type of angle and then a hook later on?
It depends. So we kind of do this strategy where we do a live training every single week on a strategy that we teach on within our coaching program. So for those, we may do a call to action at the bottom, which could be anything from like, hey, if you want this, you know, the notes of the call I just gave you, say this word, right? If they want like a document or a lead magnet or something like that. Another call to action we might say is, hey guys, hope you enjoyed this quick little training. We're going to be doing a deep dive on this in our upcoming masterclass. If you want the info for that, write masterclass below, right? So we'll be doing those call to actions throughout the entire training. What we want to do, every single thing that we're doing, our full intent on everything is get the yellow cars to honk their horn. And what that means to us is get them to comment telling us that there are a yellow car. So as I'm doing a live training or pre-recorded, it doesn't actually matter. I'm asking them to reveal things throughout the entire video. Say me if you feel this. Say this if you're super tired of this, right? So I'm asking you the entire time to tell me if you're my yellow car. Honk that horn, put your comments, because that's who I know to focus on. I'm like, okay, this person has this pain point.
Are you tagging those people in that in your CRM? So if somebody says me, that's genius.
You can even do it automatically. Yeah, I mean, you can use one of our tools that will look at a post. Anybody who comments a trigger word gets added with a tag. Now I know their pain points, right? So then in a future, if I'm going to do like a training, I can go into our CRM and group track, find all the people with this pain point, and then tell them, hey, I'm doing another training on it. Come on Thursday. You should really get this information. So we can do a lot of really detailed work. Gosh, you remembered that this was my issue. Thank you so much. Right. So they really do feel like they're getting a better experience.
Absolutely. 100%. And I guess from there. So, I mean, I think that's amazing. I really like that because now you can actually identify and say, wait, these are the people who are most likely to buy based on this specific need. I know in our emails, for example. 100%. Yeah. So when we do our emails and things like that, where we have certain each day when we send off an email, there's kind of a different angle for it. So that can even give some good insights on how many people are looking for this angle versus this angle. Is this angle even a good idea or a bad idea before we even write the email swipe? So I like that a lot. And I guess when people go into the group and they go into the group, you've kind of pointed them their way. The way to monetize Facebook is always through the direct like DMs and direct messages and those types of things. What happens next? So somebody comes in, how are you getting somebody from a new community member into potentially booking a call or a call to action, a sales page or whatever it may be? What's that steps look like?
Yeah, absolutely. Happy to take you through it. So what's really cool about Group Track is when you use our tool, we actually give you the strategy built in, which is really neat. So you can kind of like when I'm talking about things like uncover their needs, get them in front of a resource, follow up, invite to sales event, that sort of stuff. It's all built in there for you. And so the strategy is really welcome them to your group, send them a direct message, letting them know what you do, right? Because a lot of times the name of your group doesn't even tell what you actually do, right? So we want to send a message. Hey, thank you for joining our group. We're so excited. We help people do this. Love to learn about what you're looking for so we can make this group valuable for you. We ask that information when they tell us their pain points or why they came. We add a tag in our system to remind ourselves later, this is what they need. So we uncover their pain points. We move them through the stages of our pipeline. And then once they tell us, yeah, I really need help with this, we then tag them in that information we just kind of shared, you know, as we were talking about the guides. Just like if you were to go into a dressing room at Nordstrom, they give you all the clothes to try on, right? We just gave you all the content we want you to try on. And then what we say is, hey, you know, we're going to check up with you in a few days to see if you were able to watch the information and see if you're able to implement it on your own or if there's a couple questions or if you might need support. So we're letting you try on the clothes, try on the videos. We set a reminder in Group Track to tell us, hey, don't forget to go check on that person in the dressing room. We come back in through DMs. Hey, Adam, I know that we were having you watch this training because you were looking for support with this. How did it go? What are your questions? Is this something you think you can implement on your own? Or would you like to learn a little bit more about what it looks like to get support with it? And that's our sales offer. That's literally it. Would you like to learn more about how to implement this?
I love that pitch. That's an amazing, amazing pitch.
Yeah. And that's it, really. Our strategy is we're giving you everything. Like we hold nothing back. Here is the thing. Because the thing is the truth. You could go buy a book. You could listen to a webinar. You could do whatever. You could figure this stuff out. That's not what people buy. People want support navigating the nuance that comes up along the way, right? So people can buy my templates, my messages, my whatever, right? But guess what? When someone responds to your message in a way that you didn't expect and you need someone to be like, but what do I put back? What do I say? Right? That's why you pay for coaching, because you have access to someone that's like, oh, I got you. Here's a good thing to message back. Right? And so that's really the question in most instances. Do you want to implement this on your own? Do you have what it needs? Or do you want to learn about what it looks like to get support implementing this plan and getting results? That's really all it is to me, right? And so the question's super easy. Then they say, no, I got this on my own, or like, no, I do need support. It's not about, do you want to learn about buying my program? Because no one wants to buy your thing. Nobody. So that's why we ask the question very strategically, is this something you can do on your own? Or would you like to learn about what it looks like to get support implementing and navigating it? And if they say yes, we say, awesome, let's hop on a call. And that's the sales call. Now, in my business in particular, we've gotten to the position where bandwidth-wise, I can't do it all myself. And so we've brought in a team member. It's one of the really cool things about GroupTrack is you can have team members where they get access to all of your pipelines, your stages, your messages, all the things, right? So that you as the business are responsible for it. In our particular business, we use our social seller. She sets up a just like 15-minute quick chat. We tell the person, this is not a sales call. It's just to understand like where you are and what your needs are. If that goes well, and we think like, yeah, we can really help you, then they'll book a sales call for us, right? Hey, would you like to talk to Jenna about what it would look like to get that support, right? And so that's kind of our strategy, but everybody has different sales events. Some people will drive you to a webinar. Some people drive you to just sell in chat. Some people do a sales call. It really just depends. The strategy stays the same. Get them into your group, nurture them through the process, ask if they want support. That's really it.
And what happens when somebody ghosts you in the messenger, or if they say, oh, I'm not interested in coaching? What's the next kind of step? I guess it's kind of almost two types of questions. Like when somebody ghosts you, what happens? I guess let's start with that.
Yeah. So if someone ghosts us, we might send like maybe one or two more messages. And the message might say, are you still interested in getting help with XYZ? Whatever they told us when they joined the group. Is this still a problem for you? We're here to help you. Right? Like really problem oriented, not like, why are you ghosting me? I know a lot of people do that as a strategy. That is not the strategy we teach. We're just like, hey, do you still need support with XYZ? That's it. Right? If they're unresponsive, we'll stick them in a stage in GroupTrack that says unresponsive. And then we'll just kind of focus on the people who are engaging. Because to me, you kind of just became not a yellow car when you stopped engaging. Right? Now, we have to be fair because there are some people that are not on Facebook. I live on Facebook, obviously, right? One of the questions you asked in the beginning was, how do we keep our group engaged? How do we keep people seeing the content? The other thing that we do is we really combine this strategy with three things. So there's the group strategy when you're posting in the main group. There's the DM strategy to drive them back to what you're posting in the group. And then we also combine email with it. So when you come into a Facebook group, one of the questions you can ask is for their email, right? Now you want to be GDPR compliant and tell them what you're using it for and all those things. If the person, when they're joining your group, provides their email and you approve them into the group using our tool GroupTrack, that email will now go into a third-party system. So for example, if you use ActiveCampaign, ConvertKit, Go High Level, things like that, now that lead is immediately in your email system as well. So each week when we do our live training, we will grab the permalink to the post in the Facebook group and send them to that link in the group. So our email strategy never really gives them much content in the email. Our emails are like, hey, do you need help with this? If so, click here. When they click that link, it drives them to the post in the group that we want to really drive the traffic to. So even if I send like a replay to a training, I never send the actual content in the email. I'm like, click here. It forces them into the group to watch the training. So that gets the algorithm going. It keeps them in the group. It gets them commenting. And then if they watch my training and I'm doing those constant yellow horn, like honk your horn, friend, right? Now I'm really just focused on one place to continue to work and start those conversations.
Awesome. That's really cool. And then I guess, so if somebody goes ahead, let's say in the initial stages, or they don't respond to your first message. So me, I know inside of our Facebook group, we do loads of giveaways. Every week we do giveaways and things like that. And then we send them a private DM with the link that to get access to that bonus. Are you guys using that as a way to kind of re-engage the conversation? And once they do it, like, so are you looking at like what stage they're in, if they actually responded, their tags, how does that look to try to reactivate the combo?
Yeah. So if there's someone that we know is not engaging with us in DMs, but they are engaging in the posts and stuff like that, then we'll kind of just play it by ear and say, like, you know, a lot of times we'll still continue. And sometimes we'll even comment, right? Hey, just so you know, I tagged you in this other training I think you would, you know, benefit from. Or I might say, hey, Adam, I'm not sure you saw my Facebook message. Click here and it will take you to my inbox. So what a lot of people don't realize is there is a link that you can get and you can send it to people and it takes them directly to the messenger. And that will drive that conversation again, because, you know, there are times where people just don't check their messages, or maybe you went to filtered messages and things like that. And so as much as we can do to drive you back to that conversation, the better. But it definitely works for re-engaging those conversations. And as you're commenting in our group and starting to engage, we track that in group track. We're like assigning a tag that says they're engaging, they're connecting, they're doing these things, right? Because again, depending on bandwidth and all sorts of things, we really want to work our people that are yellow first, that are honking their horn, they're participating, they're taking our calls to action, because they're so much likely or more likely to convert. So our strategy is let's work the yellow cars first. As time permits, let's go back and start re-engaging the people that are not as active in the group. But we know on our weekly, like, we've got a group track machine running, and that encompasses our email strategy, getting you to those posts that we want to drive you to, connecting on the wall itself in the group, as well as the DM. So we figure you're probably not going to get all three, right? Algorithm of all of them is probably a little bit hit or miss, right? But if we combine that like real machine together, chances are, if you actually want to hear from us, you probably will.
And this has been amazing. I love this podcast. This has been so helpful for me. There's actually some stuff I took a page of notes to go ahead, as you probably even saw, of me being able to go ahead and implement this for myself. And I guess anybody who's looking to learn more about Group Track or anything that you're a part of, where should we go ahead and put a link to?
Yeah, it's www.grouptrackcrm.com. And Adam, if you want to affiliate, we can definitely throw your link up in there. But yeah, we would love to have you guys come check it out. We do a 12-day free trial. You get access to all of the amazing features that Group Track has to offer, which is just so robust. I mean, it really does a lot. And, you know, a lot of people will say like, oh my gosh, there's a lot to learn, right? And that's our job, is to make it as easy as possible. And so we've done a lot of really cool things just recently to make the onboarding experience a lot more simple. And what we realized is that there's really two things, right? You've really got to know how to monetize your group. You need to have a strategy. The tool then can encompass, right, helping you really implement that strategy effectively, right? And so there's kind of a thing where we have to teach you both of those. So we offer a lot of complimentary training. We do a training every single Thursday inside of our Facebook community so that we can make sure that those who actually use our tool are getting a really great result, which it's crazy to see some of the results that our clients are getting using the tool. We had a guy just say to me the other day, I just started using your tool last week. I've already sold $40,000 in a couple of days that I know I wouldn't have gotten if we weren't using the tool. So, I mean, we hear stuff all the time. It's nuts.
No, that's amazing. That's really cool. Well, thank you so much, Jenna, for coming on. I'm a user of Group Track as well. So guys, I can tell you it's an amazing, amazing platform. Go ahead and give it a look. I'll put the link down below. And thanks, Jenna. Have a good one, guys. And I will see you all later.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining this week's session of Lead Generation Mastery. If you haven't done so yet, make sure to go to adamoleary.com/group. Join the Facebook group, and you'll be able to download this week's step-by-step written process, which you can hand off to a virtual assistant or implement yourself to start generating leads right away. You'll not only get access to this week's written process, but all of our other shows' processes as well. Go to adamoleary.com/group in order to download the guide now. All right, see you next week.